thought once and again, I'm not coming to the next meeting. So. I just like to comment, trust me, 10-15, you got it. One of the things I want to address quickly was this concern about the timelines. I sent you all, and I didn't comment on the zoning issue because that came before the board, that came before the planning commission. But to mention tonight, I'm coming before the Board of Appeals and changing timelines for that. You know, these automatic deferrals, if somebody disagrees, it automatically gets deferred. I challenge, and I'll talk to Brian about it later, whether this body has the right or the authority to put on a quasi-judicial board and mandate that they have to defer something if somebody objects. It's like telling a judge what he has to do in advance. And I'm not on the Board of Appeals, so I have no skin in the game, but this is a quasi-judicial board that makes final actions on behalf of the cities. So your appointees, you have to have the faith and confidence in the people you've appointed to this board so that when an application comes before them, that if they see the neighbors haven't had, I think a 30-day deferral, I think I sent everybody that email, a 30-day notice is probably a window that can be worked out. But to mandate a deferral and not trusting your board to do what they think is right, the reason you appointed that board was to have citizen input and citizens say what goes on. Do not need to over-legislate this stuff to death, which is what you're having a tendency to do here by a mandate of automatic deferrals or automatic extensions. And because I stand up in the back of the room and I don't like something, something's automatically deferred. That's just a loose cannon in the room that makes me look silly. So I urge you not to do that. Let the board run its course. The Goddard School ran its course. It was deferred at the neighborhood question. There was not an issue there. The Goddard School decision was against the neighborhood, and the Goddard School neighborhood appealed it to the court. The process worked. There's no reason to start going in and jerking the process around and trying to fix something that you have no experience in that's even close to being broken. You're trying to fix something and be the rescue horse, and there's no emergency to address. I think it's a big mistake. And I'd ask Brian to check whether that can legally be done, because the Board of Appeals is a separate board from your board with a separate rules and separate authority that you do not share. That's your one comment.
Thank you, Mr. Lunston. Susan Harper.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Susan Harper. I live in Georgetown Subdivision, and I am here to comment specifically on the decision that you all just made to add meetings to the comprehensive land use plan process. Thank you for agreeing to do that. I have had those meetings actually scheduled on my calendar since they were first announced. I've been able to make one meeting, not because I have no interest, not because this is not a passion of mine, but because life happens. Four of those meetings were scheduled during the summer. This last meeting, I would say, was not scheduled during the summer, and I couldn't, for personal reasons, make this last meeting either. I know important decisions are being made. I know that my neighbors really don't understand what's going on, and they don't understand how important this process is because, frankly, I don't think it's been advertised well enough. I don't think that the meetings have been advertised well enough. This last one in particular, I was shocked that I never saw anything about the meeting in the Crier, on the blogs, the city website. So in trying to create more interest and more participation in the process, I think we need to advertise it better. And I say that coming from someone who, when there was a rezoning issue in our neighborhood last summer, was able to get a tremendous number of people at a meeting basically on a moment's notice within a week. So large that we had to leave our clubhouse and go on to our tennis courts where nobody could hear because we were right by the highway. So my point is, with the right advertisement, you can get it out there. And so I urge you all to do better somehow in letting the citizens know when and where. I don't think the location is an issue. I don't think Dummy Methodist is an issue. Although, I think if there's a way to go to those neighborhoods, that's the way to do it. Our clubhouse won't fit everybody, so it wouldn't be the best in our situation. So anyway, thank you very much for including those extra meetings, and I would be working to get my folks at that one as best as I can.
Thank you, Ms.
I have
Harper.
A question to answer while you're here. It's not normal, but would the atrium be a good place to hold the meeting for Georgetown?
I don't know the answer to that.
Do they have space? They do tote, we do toting there.
They have that big space there, but in all honesty, I don't know what the residents' schedules are in the evenings and what goes on during that time, what time dinner is, or, you know, what all happens.
I know that, but,
so I don't know.
Yeah, I've got an answer there, but I think if you take up the space, and I think there's generally...
There are a few of us who've been sort of talking since that meeting Thursday. I did have a bunch of us at that meeting. We've been talking about where might be a good place. We don't have an answer yet, but we've been just sort of throwing out some thoughts.
Okay, one other question.
Stephanie, who you been talking to?
She was at the meeting Thursday.
I talked to her. We've emailed back and forth. And she's coming up with some ideas of how to get the word better out. And since you were the pushers and shakers down there, and I talked to Tom Scotland today. You know, Tom, he's the neighborhood watch.
Okay.
So any suggestions you got on how we can do that would be greatly appreciated. You know, it's unacceptable, by the way.
Great. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ms. Harper. Any other public comment? Yes.
I was one of the 40 people at the meeting on Thursday. I had no idea that some of you actually subsisted on this dinner on those free cookies. but thank you for doing it. And I went to a couple of the meetings. I have to say, if you could come up with a name other than comprehensive land use meeting, because that is a mouthful, and my eyes glaze over just thinking about it. And in one of the vision statements that I read, there was 26 words in the first sentence. Okay. That's a lot for anybody, and then to have to make a sacrifice and throw dinner at your kids and leave to go to a comprehensive land use meeting, nobody really knows what that is, so maybe an explanation of what we do and what is being done in kind of layman terms might help, a comprehensive land use 101. And I also have some other ideas. As the topics of discussion at the next meeting, you need to have that you're considering billboards as a revenue source. You need to say that you're going to advocate for the goodwill to go into the old age place, and that you're going to raise speed limits to 35. And I think you can pack the house.
We're also going to be giving away that Land Use for Dummies book.
I mean, it is mind-boggling to read some of that stuff. I'm just trying to absorb it.
We're going to change that name together with Root Canal.
All right. Thank you very much. Any other public comment? All right. Seeing that there's none, we are not going to take
it.
Motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?